Tomorrow, 1,000 people will walk around Seward Park in a fundraising event called Walk for Rice. It began in 1990 when a local pharmacist named Herz Tsuchiya saw a problem. He told Jeannie Yandel the food bank at the Asian Counseling and Referral Services had lots of food, but none of it was the kind that Asians wanted to eat.
Your comfort food is the food that you grew up on as a little child. For a lot of these Southeast Asian newcomers to America, U.S. agriculture surplus food, you know, like cheese and pasta and breads, are foreign to their diets.
Why was it so important to have rice instead of pasta or instead of cheese? Why was that such an important thing to fix?
Food's pretty basic. At least if you get food that you're familiar with, that you've grown up with as a child, then things might be a little better psychologically and emotionally.
What was your idea to fix that problem?
I thought, let's have a walkathon. Everybody knows how to walk. And let's call it Walk for Rice.
The first year that the Walk for Rice happened, how many people attended?
45. We had 45 walkers, and we raised $1,800 for the food bank.
What about last year? How many people attended?
Over 1,000, and we raised almost $275,000.
Wow. I'm talking with Herb Tsuchiya. He co-founded the Walk for Rice 25 years ago. It was to raise money for the food bank at Asian Counseling and Referral Services. And if I walked into that food bank today, what would I see? What kind of foods would I see?
You'd see rice, of course, noodles, ramen, tokfu, bok choy, all sorts of vegetables that are very common and familiar to the Asian diet.
When you first started the Walk for Rice with 45 people attending, a little over $1,000 raised, did you have any expectation that it was going to become this big event, this institution with more than 1,000 people participating?
No, it's kind of flabbergasting, amazing. It just demonstrates that the community in Seattle has a heart and does care about its people.
Herb Tsuchiya co-founded the Walk for Rice. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. The 25th Walk for Rice is tomorrow at Seattle Seward Park.